this is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado's experiencing a historic snow drought, and there's a well-established relationship between low snowpacks and higher acreage fire seasons. But new research shows years like this also increase fire severity. The Mountain West News Bureau's Murphy Woodhouse reports.
You can think of a good snow year as a flush bank account of water for forests. That's according to Jared Balick, a research scientist at Western Colorado University and lead author of a new paper on snow levels and fire severity.
When that savings account runs low, the soils will dry out earlier, the vegetation will lose moisture, and forests become more vulnerable to high severity fire.
Unlike low and moderate severity fire that many forest ecosystems depend on, high intensity blazes can lead to forest loss and conversion to grass or shrublands. Climate change is reducing western snowpacks, making more intense fire seasons more likely. Balick says that makes it even more urgent to carry out significant prescribed burns and other efforts to reduce wildfire fuels in the shrinking windows when they can be safely done. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Murphy Woodhouse.
Office vacancies edged upward in downtown Colorado Springs in 2025. That's according to a new report from the Colorado Springs Downtown Partnership. Nevertheless, CEO Chelsea Gondek says her goal is to incentivize even more office space, which hasn't been built for decades.
When people are coming and, you know, looking where they want to locate their business and they need tens of thousands of square feet, we don't have that ready and available downtown, and so they likely have to locate elsewhere.
Close to 10% of office space sat vacant in downtown Colorado Springs last year. This is CPR News.